Good morning. This is Julie Farah with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, my lovely guest, Lori Mosley with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, dear.
Is it spring yet?
You know,
spring sprung?
It really does feel like it could be. How about the winds that blew in earlier in the week?
Woo!
That was crazy.
Those winds were blowing and
that
howling.
Red dirt. Got in my eyeballs.
I think we got to see all parts of Texas blow through here.
Uh-huh. And all the trash cans and all the things.
Yes.
Good night. So we may be welcoming spring earlier. When is the groundhog thing? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm going to look it up while we're talking. Because I'm just
pretty
really
sure
curious.
That groundhog already saw a shadow. I think that's already taken place.
Did that happen?
I bet that's already happened.
Groundhog day. Yeah. So, you know, depending on how our weather. Oh, February 2nd. So it happened last month. Is that what happened? He saw a shadow?
I think he always sees a shadow,
does
that
he?
Punxsutawney Phil. Does he not?
I don't know. Okay, so we don't really know how the weather's going to be, but I think it is spring. I think we're ready to talk about it because I've seen some lovely flowers out by Getzendaner. They're beautiful.
That would be Tulipalooza.
Tulipalooza.
Yes, we're going to lose our mind on Tulipalooza with the big blooming tulips until March the 16th.
Let me tell you something. A woman called the chamber. I didn't talk to her, but Dana did. And if you're listening to this and you're that woman, it's okay. She called the chamber and asked, she wanted to know how many inches the tulips had grown out of the ground. Wanted us to measure how many inches they were. Mm. And we're like, we don't know. We have no idea how many inches they've grown. But I can tell you from the road driving by, they look amazing.
Yes. As of last weekend, there were daffodils blooming and two different varieties of tulips. And then they are just kind of popping like as the days go by, which is kind of great because, you know, with the winds, if they had already all been in bloom, those winds probably would have tore them up. But the good news is there were still some that were wanting to come out and waiting to come out. And so anyway, so it's kind of like Mother Nature is just going to kind of just keep giving us tulips as the days go on.
It's like it just always works itself out.
It does.
Love
and
it.
So we're so thankful for that team that puts Tulipalooza together because it definitely beautifies the city, helps kick off spring, and people come from all over to see the tulips. So
cool.
So anyway, if you're a flower lover, just know that'll be taking place until March 16th. And the best part of that, I feel, is that proceeds from the ticket sales benefits local charities and the North Texas charities.
Yeah.
And so anytime you can have beautification and also it helps a good cause.
Pick you some flowers, make a little donation to the nonprofit. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so you can go to their website and also find out more about the senior day because there's a senior day where you get discounts and all of that. So
cool.
Anyway, so that's taking place right outside of Getzendaner Park now through March the 16th. The other thing that we want people to know about is the Texas 2K25 that's taking place at the Texas Motorplex starting next week. And that is the fastest streetcars in action, Julie.
Yes.
So if you start seeing some kind of car that's wanting to race you out on the highway.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I might be the car. If you see me and my 4Runner out there, don't you try to race me.
Don't do it because I'm pretty sure some other car will be able to be faster than you.
Probably.
They're supposed to keep it on the track. That's what they're supposed to do. But just know you could see increased traffic from all around because it's definitely a popular event that happens at the Texas Motorplex. And then also next week, that's just also great timing for spring break.
Oh, yeah.
As we're talking about spring.
When you don't have young kids in school anymore, it's like, I forget spring break actually happens. That's great.
Yeah. Our friends over at Sims Library likes to partner up with our parks department. And there's a creature teacher event happening on Wednesday, March the 12th at Chautauqua Auditorium.
Is that where they bring out, like, is it a kangaroo or a snake? They bring all kinds of things, right?
Yes, all kinds of things.
Aww.
And then there's, I think, also archery and bubbles, and I don't know. It's going to be a
archery and bubbles at the same time.
There's going to be all kind of things happening there at Getzendaner Park in Chautauqua Auditorium on Wednesday, the March the 12th. So if you've got your kids out for spring break and looking for something fun to do, mark that day down. And then the following day, our friends from Sims will be doing story time at Rail Yard Park on that Thursday. And then Saturday, March the 15th, just in time for St. Patty's Day, our downtown merchants is doing the St. Patty's Day beer stroll.
Beer stroll, not beer stroller. You don't get a stroller and stroll your bed around. I mean, I guess you could.
You know, you could put some somebody to push you in a stroller and just.
You may need to get pushed in a stroller.
Maybe. And you're wearing your green today.
I was going for it.
Yeah, you were going for it. You knew St. Patty's Day was on its way.
Yes.
And then last but certainly not least that's taken place this month is the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo. As we talk about things that help a good cause, you know, all those proceeds go back to help our local agriculture kids. Mm-hmm. And the rodeo portion takes place Friday and Saturday, March the 28th through 29th.
We have some super talented kids in this town. Mm-hmm. Or I guess it's the county, right? It's the whole county.
It's the county. It's the county.
I mean,
it's the Ellis
super
County
talented.
Livestock Show
yeah,
and Rodeo.
Yeah, sorry. So, y'all, if you haven't been out there, you should go see it. I went out there when I watched my nephews build things and do different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But watching these kids in the rodeo, like...
I remember that lucky boy building the trailer.
That's right. I mean, they have done some amazing things. And I'm just walking around like, holy cow, these kids have some talent.
Yeah.
And you can bid on stuff. You mm-hmm. can go out there and buy some things. And to watch those little girls and the barrel racing and all the stuff, I mean, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
The talent we have right here.
Yeah. The Livestock Show and Rodeo, you know, that's a PRCA-sanctioned livestock show. No, PRCA-sanctioned rodeo.
Okay.
And then the livestock show is its own thing, and that involves the youth of Ellis County. So anyway, those are some of the things that we want you to saddle up for, and there is going to be a big time in April. I know we don't have time to talk about all that, but just know that whole saddle, keep saddled up, because there's some good things coming in April.
Well, we talked a little bit about it, but we can mention David Smith's, we have the cowboy.
Mm-hmm. That'll happen on April the 5th.
Yep.
And so it's kind of fun that we go from the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo weekend mm-hmm. on into the cowboy gathering weekend the following weekend.
And you know what? We may mention that right now, because when we meet again, it's going to be early. I mean, we may not get a chance to talk about it,
but
we might.
Well, then let's go ahead and tell everybody, and I know that we have also teased this before, but at Rail Yard Park, there is the Let's Go Girls.
Let's Go Girls.
Country.
Dun, 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 dun. Come on.
Oh my goodness. Are you the Shania Twain impersonator? You did
know,
pretty good with that.
I mean, I look a lot like her, and you know, I just figure I might as well.
Well, we'll have a Lainey Wilson tribute artist, a Shania Twain tribute artist.
Oh my goodness.
As well as a Carrie Underwood tribute artist.
That is going to be a blast.
Yeah, that's the Let's Go Girls concert.
Get your wigs on, get your boots on, mm-hmm. get crazy.
And then, you know, also on that day, it will be the Big Top Shopping Festival in downtown Waxahachie. Yep, Big Top Shopping. So if that's not something we're saddling up for, I don't know what is.
What does Big Top Shopping mean? All the shopping you can ever do?
Yep.
Like you can buy like blouses and things, or you can buy everything.
It's originated under a Big Top tent.
And like
now
Barnum and Bailey.
They busted out from underneath the tent, and they're taking it to the streets of downtown Waxahachie.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'm definitely
taking
in for
it to
that.
The streets.
Hey, so I want to mention something too. If you are interested in visiting our state capitol and you haven't done that in the past and you want to learn more about how all the things work, meet your politicians, the state representative, our governor, all the different things, you could join us. I can't remember, the tickets are like, I think, I don't know if they're $125, but you can get that on waxahachiechamber.com. You can look at that and get that information. But we have a few open seats. It's going to be March the 19th. And that is, I think, a Wednesday. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. March 19th. And we're going to go down. We're going to take a bus. We're going to join Leadership Southwest and Greater Southwest. And we have three buses going down there. And you'll have breakfast on the bus. It's super early in the morning. We'll meet at like 5. And we'll go down there with breakfast, lunch. And then we'll have an after hours type kind of thing with the politicians and stuff, like a happy hour type thing. And then we'll hang out there for a little bit and come on back, be back late that evening. But if you're interested in going to the Capitol and you want to join in and go on some tours that are already set up and you don't have to go find your way around, feel free to join us. You can call the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce or go visit the website. But just when you talk to someone, just say, I want to get in on that trip and I'll make sure I get you a seat.
Ellis County Day in Austin.
And you know, Capitol, when you're referring to the Capitol, is an O-L.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also times that you're referring to the Texas State Capitol, and I think it's A-L. I looked it up, and I was very amazed at how confusing O-L and A-L is used. I'm like, oh gosh, it's one of those things. Capitol.
Yes. That is something that you have to know. Your capitals with the O-L and with your A-L.
Yes. That's amazing.
I bet you'll learn all about that and more at the Ellis County Day in Austin. Those are always good fun. You can either look at it as a legislative day, or if you've got issues that you want to go talk to your legislators about, you can look at it from that perspective.
Yep.
Or like, as you mentioned, there's already tours and all kind of things planned where you can just kind of see behind the scenes and how things work.
And it's cool that you get your meals and everything all, you know, everything's in that one ticket price. It's not like you get there and there's like you have to pay separate
things. You can leave the driving to them. That's awesome.
Sleep on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, I won't let somebody sleep on the bus. I'll be blabbing their heads off.
No. There is all kind of activity that happens on the bus. It's the wheels on the bus go round and round.
That's right.
Sing-alongs. I don't know. Have you sung yet today?
Oh. Yeah. Let's go, girls.
Okay. Well.
Dun, 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 dun,
just making sure. We always have to have a song. We always have to have a song.
I won't let you down.
Well, all of our details can be found at visitwaxahachie.com.
Yeah, and ours can be at waxahachiechamber.com. And Lori, as always, I thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for the invite, Julie.
See y'all next month.
Bye.